Galway Talks with Keith Finnegan in association with Seapoint Leisure Salt Hill, Galway's largest indoor family entertainment centre, packed with games for all the family.
Now, let me move on because in yesterday's Connacht Tribune, there was a lovely piece indeed about two priests, one Catholic and one Church of Ireland, and they're going to run in their East Galway parish as a way of combating the impact of further restrictions on public religious services. Under level 3 restrictions, no church or faith in Ireland may hold a public service except weddings and funerals, at which attendance is strictly limited. Father Gerard Geraghty, that I spoke to this morning, he said he was too shy to come on the radio. And Reverend John Godfrey, both ministers in the East Galway village of Ockram, plan to run 3 kilometres a day to pray for their parishioners. And they also hope to encourage fitness, well-being, community cohesion and spiritual enrichment, as well as raise money to help with the loss of finance in every parish that they're experiencing. Reverend Godfrey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith. So good to talk to you. Thanks for the call.
And you too. Were you out for your run yet this morning?
I'm out and about. I'm going to do the run after I talk to you. I wanted to have some breath left for the interview.
How did yourself and Father Geraghty come up with this idea?
I suppose there was a practical financial challenge and a spiritual challenge. You know, the sense in the first lockdown, Keith, there was a bit of a free fall as everything closed, including the churches, and we didn't quite know how to stay well. And I suppose we're really aware that this time out, as the lockdowns come our way, we really need to take active steps to stay well physically and mentally and spiritually. And I know for myself, I'm not a sporty person, but going for a run or getting out for a good walk makes all the difference to the day. The day when you don't do that, you get a bit stressed and glum. And the day when you do get outside, you feel so much better about yourself. But from a practical point of view, in our parishes, at this time of year, we would normally receive all sorts of community support for fundraising activities like harvest festivals and carol services and sales of works and concerts. And it's that community support which really keeps our Church of Ireland parishes afloat throughout the year. And now we're facing into an uncertain period when we won't have our weekly Sunday services and collections, and we can't host those normal fundraising events. So the challenge for us as a clergy team was to try and find creative ways to continue to fundraise for our parishes, and this seemed to make sense. Father Gerard Geraghty, even though he's shy, he's very, very fit, and he goes for a very long walk or run most days. You'd often see him in the gym when the gyms were open. I'm less sporty, but I do go for an occasional run, and I found myself reaching for that more and more as we face into an uncertain winter. I want to do it. So we said, let's team up, let's pledge to do 3K a day in level 3 to pray for the parish, and invite other people to come and do a really good thing, something that's really good for their physical and mental and spiritual health, to pledge to go and do 3K a day.
I take it you're hoping we'll never go to level 5 or level 10.
Well, do you know, I suppose in the back of my mind, if I do 3K a day for a few weeks and we go to level 4, I'd probably manage 4K. And if we go to level 5, I'd probably have 5 kilometres a day in the legs at that stage. But I'm hoping we don't hit level 5 next week, Keith, if I'm being honest.
For many reasons, not just your own legs from there. And how do you hope then to raise money as you to try and keep the both churches, indeed, the Catholic and Church of Ireland Church, funded?
Yeah, so we've launched GoFundMe pages on the GoFundMe.com website for 3K a day to pray. That's the name of the appeal. Father Gerard has one. 3K a day to pray for Ockram and Kilconnell Roman Catholic Parish, and I have a separate one, 3K a day to pray for the Ockram and Crea parish unions. And if people go onto that website, they can pledge a donation, and in our own site, we'll share that equally amongst my 6 churches, and Father Gerard's separate appeal will share those funds raised amongst his 2 churches. This kind of thing works well if people get involved. And I've explained the personal benefits of people doing that. But if you're not sporty, but a couple in a household might go and walk a mile a day together, then that's 3 kilometres. And if they didn't just do that the odd time, but they promised to do it every day until the churches reopen, whenever that is, that's a spiritual discipline for them. But they can then tell their friends and neighbours about it and say, would you please sponsor us to do this, and there's a website, and on you go, and they share it on Facebook and on WhatsApp and so on, and we get the word out that way. Or Father Gerard and I were in the Glebe National School in Aucrim earlier this week with the children there, and we went for a run with them, and their teachers have worked out how many laps of their playground each child needs to do every day to add up to 3 kilometres collectively. So it, you can break it out into manageable chunks, but the more people are involved, the more the conversation continues, and if they all tell their friends and neighbours, then we're not only raising money, but we're actually encouraging social change. We're encouraging people to take active steps to stay well during the lockdown. And if they go to our websites, we're posting a very simple prayer picture every day. Normally something that I've seen on my run, a picture from the Aucrim Climate Action Park beside the church, and with a verse, very short verse from today's psalm, just as a resource to carry with you in your head as you make your way through. Yeah.
Well, listen, what you do now is you go, you have your run, try and catch Father Gerard and see would he be shy to talk to his middle next week. We'll see how you're getting on, and we'll check in with you again on Wednesday just to see how you're getting on, to see who's doing best. But again, if they want to go to the GoFundMe page, just 3K a day to pray for Aucrim and Crea Parish Unions, or 3K a day to pray for the Aucrim and Kilconnell RC, which is Roman Catholic Parish as well, and let them donate from there. Reverend John Godfrey, well done for the creativity of it. And thanks for joining us today on the programme. Now, quick commercial break.
Galway Talks with Keith Finnegan in association with Seapoint Leisure Salt Hill. Galway's largest indoor family entertainment centre, packed with games for all the family.